And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Glad you tuned to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 12, verse number 1. The Lord Jesus has rebuked the Pharisees, scribes, lawyers. None are exempt. They become vehement towards him. And then as the Lord leaves that place, I guess, or maybe during the course of that did leave, the multitude, there's a multitude that cannot be counted, it says in verse number 1 of Luke 12, an innumerable multitude. The Lord Jesus began to teach his disciples in front of them, "Beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy." Beware of this. This is their problem. This is the fault that the Lord has with them. They seek their own place. They have a desire to control people, to be people manipulators, rather than pursue the good word and spirit of the Lord and his word unto the people for their benefit and their help. These fellows have made a little fiefdom for themselves, a little control kingdom, and they enjoy having people under their control by these things that they look to impose upon them. The Lord says to the lawyers, said, "You require things of the people that you don't even touch yourself, and you're found being a hypocrite in that." The Lord says, beware of that, as it is that the Lord is going to use and begin to use his church that he has founded, and will leave at Jerusalem, and then will go out and form other churches. The Lord is telling his disciples, "You beware of this. Don't let this be found in you." He says in verse number 2, "For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known." So as the Lord has revealed the hearts, as he says, you make the cup and the platter clean, but inside you're full of wickedness and ravening. He says, it'll be the same with you. My disciples, my children, and my church, it'll be the same way with you. If you take up this same spirit, I will rebuke you too. Therefore, verse number 3, "Whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear and closet shall be proclaimed upon the housetops." In the judgments, all things will be revealed. May we hang on to that and understand that, especially as the children of God. All that we do, all that we have done will be revealed. And, you know, our thinking would be that, no, that can't be. That can't be. That there's just not going to be enough time. I tell you what, we're dealing with the creator of time. And there will be enough time. And the Lord will reveal all these things. He says, "What's been spoken in the ear and the closets will be proclaimed upon the housetops." I believe and understand from this that our Lord is very, very concerned with truth. Truth, spirit and truth is how the Lord says that he is worshiped. And the Lord is not going to allow the lie or the false or wicked secret thing to remain such for eternity. But every bit of it is going to be revealed. He said, "Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light." And so at the least, if the Lord doesn't reveal it in this day, in the day of the person, he will reveal it at the judgment. And I say unto you, verse 4, "My friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do." Don't be afraid of body killers. Don't be afraid of those that can kill you. "But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. So there would be pressure from these religious leaders in the day for the people to line up. That's the way that they operate. But the Lord says, don't fear them, even those that can kill you, even those that can kill your body. Don't fear them. But he says, I'm going to warn you. I'm going to warn you in advance whom you shall fear. Fear him that after he has killed your body, that has the power to take your soul and cast it into hell. He said, yea, I say unto you, fear him. Are not five sparrows, verse 6, sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Understand the far-reaching, wide-ranging knowledge, purpose, work, and attention of God Almighty. These five sparrows are sold for 2 farthings. It really doesn't amount to a whole lot. And not one of them is forgotten before God. The Lord knows about every single one of them. Verse 7, but even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. The Lord knows the count of the hair on my head and upon yours. He knows. He knows. He knows every whit and every detail. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. And so he makes it clear to the disciples, your value to God Almighty is greater than these birds. These few birds, 5 birds sold for 2 farthings. It's not a consequential, it's not a transaction of consequence by any means, but the Lord knows about it. He knows about the detail and every bit about it and those 5 birds that are sold. And he knows even the number of the hairs on your head. He cares and knows about you. He says, fear not. Don't fear. Fear not, therefore, because of what I've told you, because you are of more value than many sparrows. Verse 8, also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. There's going to be a day of reckoning, and when the Lord's going to gather all of his children unto him, and the Lord Jesus is going to confess that these here are my brethren. These here are my children. There's going to be that confessing of the Lord Jesus before the angels of God. But it'll only be to those that confess him before men. Yes, that he is the Savior. He's my Savior. He died for me, was buried, and rose again that I might live, that I might be forgiven, that I have now in him and through him eternal life. I will live forever and be with my Lord forever. But he that denieth me, verse 9, before men shall be denied before the angels of God. Those that reject the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, those that are unrepentant before God Almighty, they will be rejected. They will not be received. They will not be, they will be denied before men, before the angels of God. Verse 10, and whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But in him that blasphemeth against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven. So here the Lord is making it clear. The confessors of the Lord will be confessed by him before the angels. The deniers of the Lord will be denied by him before the angels. Understand this principle, that a life without Jesus Christ will yield an eternity without Jesus Christ. A life in this time without Jesus Christ will yield an eternity without Jesus Christ. But a life on this side with Jesus Christ will yield an eternity with Jesus Christ. He said, he that speaks a word against the Son of Man, it'll be forgiven him. All kinds of blasphemy, it says in the scriptures, against the Son and against the Father can be forgiven. They can be forgiven and will be forgiven by the Lord unto those that repent. But those that blaspheme against the Holy Spirit of God, it'll not be forgiven. And people may fear and have great concern that they might commit this sin. I tell you what, this sin of blaspheming the Holy Spirit of God is a diabolical affair. I mean, it is. It is diabolical. Those that do it know they are doing it and pursue it willingly. It's not a thing that somebody trips and stumbles and falls into. It's not that way, because they are facing the good work of God that is accomplished by the Spirit of God, and they attribute it to Satan. And they blaspheme in that. They blaspheme the Holy Spirit of God. People that do so know that they're doing so. Verse 11, and when they bring you into the synagogues and under the magistrates and powers, take ye no thought how or what thing ye shall answer, for what ye shall say. For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say. So when you're brought before the leaders, the civil government, religious government, whatever it is, don't take any thought about what you're going to say, because the Holy Spirit will give what needs to be said at that time. The Holy Spirit of God is the teacher. The Holy Spirit of God is the one that moves in the children of God. And we can rest in Him about what it is that we should say. Verse 13, and one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. We understand in this day and in the culture is that the oldest receives the inheritance. That's the way that it worked. And all those other siblings, the younger siblings, were subject to the benevolence of the older. But this one says, Master, talk to my brother that he'll divide it with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? He said, Who am I to deal with this matter? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness. So he speaks to the people. He takes this and he says, Beware of covetousness. And what this of covetousness is wanting something that belongs to another. Wanting something that belongs to another to the point that we would lie, cheat, steal to get it. That we are occupied, our minds are totally and completely occupied about having this. We want it so bad. And that we'll do anything to accomplish it. Take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not of the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Tell you what, that's contrary to the way that it is in the thinking of our culture in our day, isn't it? Folks are certainly estimated about what they have, the abundance of the things that they have. They believe that that makes them. Our Lord Jesus says, a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. A man's life consisteth not of his stuff. His stuff has nothing to do with him. And so don't judge a man by his stuff. Oh, the Lord can bless, or the Lord by his providence can make poor, yet for his honor and his glory. The Lord, it's in the control of the Lord, and we need to rest in him about these things. But to estimate a man by what he has, that's not the estimation at all. Well, I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of His gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org.
Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.